How's it look with Calvin Pryor now on the team? How are you guys working out?
Same way we've been going. We just added an extra guy to the mix now, you know, making it all about competition. So they want the best guys out there. Calvin's a hell of a player, so, you know, we're going to see how things go.
Are there any instances yet where both of you have been on the field together yet?
No, not yet. No, sir.
Is that a possibility?
I mean, you have to ask the head guy or, you know, a defensive coordinator.
It seems like there's a lot of unknowns about who's going to fit where in the secondary. What's kind of Greg's message to you guys?
The best guys are going to play. So, you know, it's just in our best interest to, you know, put forth our best play on tape. You know, every day is an interview, and, you know, that's just something we live by.
How much, considering that they drafted you in the first round, how much were you surprised that they made that trade to begin with?
I wasn't really surprised. You know, you can't be surprised with anything in this league. You just gotta be the best player and person you could be, you know. Everything's about competition. That's one thing I live by, and that's one thing these coaches live by. So, you know, we all understand what time it is.
Seems like the defense is very energetic, vocal, and all that. Is it more so than you're accustomed to? I mean, is that a direct result of Greg Williams or what?
I've been on some very, very vocal defenses. So it's kind of feels like home a little bit. Coach Williams is just a different kind of defensive coordinator, but he's gonna get the best out of you.
Bro, we've seen a lot of three safety packages that Greg Williams has used. What can that do for the defense? What problems does that present for the other side?
We just get the best guys on the field. You know, in those packages, I think we're trying to get more speed on the field. Also guys who play in the box as well. So we're going to see how it goes.
You know, you did so much at Michigan on game day. Will you miss that, or will you be? I mean, there's no way you'll be as busy here. All your responsibilities in a game.
I guess we'll see. We've been working on some things, but as far as doing a lot, I'm not gonna say I am gonna miss it as well. You know, I'm just more excited. I get to really hone in and perfect my craft.
Jabril, you were a little limited in the beginning of OTAs, and then started working more back into it as time went along. How are you feeling now, and do you think you'll be full go by the mini camp?
I'm already full go. I was just working through a couple things. They found it in my best interest that I sit out that one practice. But I've been full go. I'm going to continue to be.
Well, there was a unit out there with you out there and all three rookies on the defensive line. Is it kind of coming clear now that how much rookies are going to impact this defense?
We'll see. You know, nothing's set in stone. You know, nobody's spot is cemented. Just got to keep coming out here and, you know, playing your best ball, putting good stuff on tape. I think we as rookies understand that, and, you know, the older guys understand that as well. So, you know, that's what we plan to do.
Are you eager to get more reps just in team drills? You know, I mean, there's so many guys that are kind of sharing the reps.
I mean, you earn those reps, whatever reps you do get, you just got to make the most out of, you know. So that's just what my mindset is, make the most out of every opportunity I get. And, we'll see how things go in the future.
How do you feel like you're grasping everything Greg's throwing at you from a playbook standpoint?
It's been easier than I thought. The playbook, I had to, memorize a lot of things last year, different positions, different schemes, I came in, with the assumption that it'll probably be around the same, but, it's been fairly, easier than I expected.
You here now and your versatility, Calvin Pryor and Jason McCourty, and just the idea that you guys can play multiple spots. How exciting is that, and what do you think the secondary will really look like in the fall with you guys?
That's very exciting. We can disguise a lot of things. We have a lot of guys who can do, similar things. I think that's good for any defense. We got a lot of veteran guys back there now. Adding some young talent in, things should be on the rise.
Is there a certain guy you're really leaning on for advice in the secondary?
Not one certain guy. everybody's hard on everybody. You know, we hold each other very accountable. And, you know, the standard has been set here, so if you're not meeting the standard, then, you know, someone's going to tell you. So that's just been our mantra that we've been living by.